Good morning, Sunshine Country. It is now 5 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock, and I am joined by Jenna Ramsey, the Stanton Community Development Director, for the Stanton Community Update. We do want to say thanks to FMTC, Seligren Lindell DeMars Funeral Home, Fairway, and the Stanton Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Jenna.
Good morning.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
What a beautiful morning.
It is. Great work.
It is beautiful.
Keep that country sunshine out there.
Hey, you know what? We're going to have it for a while.
Great.
Next several days.
Get a lot of combining
done.
Are we
rolling? What's going on the
yes.
farm?
Yes, they are rolling.
You have a lot of busy people in the family.
Yes.
Right now, don't you?
Yes.
So that's good. It's a fun time. Do you enjoy the harvest? This is something you've grown up with, though, right?
It is. I'm probably the wrong person to ask because as my kids get older and they're in more things, I'm there less. So, but yes, it is a great time of year.
I think there's something cool about it. Absolutely. So, yeah. But it's underway.
Yes.
All right. Let's talk about, let's start here. Good news for things going on in the Stanton community. Let's start with that. So
yes.
Where do we want to highlight here?
Yes.
Jenna?
Over the last month, we wrapped up the Live Well Montgomery County Farmers Markets in Stanton. There is one in, I believe, one more in Red Oak
mm-hmm.
This Friday.
Mm-hmm.
But Live Well Montgomery County is an organization through Montgomery County Memorial Hospital with Laura Claver and team. And we just wanted to give a big shout out to them for giving us the opportunity to helping with those farmers markets in Stanton. And also they helped with the Stanton Community Garden this year, maintaining it and help picking that produce. And then the produce was available at Fika Coffee House there for people to pick up for free. Just a great opportunity. So a big thank you to Live Well Montgomery County.
Yeah.
And then also congratulations to the Stanton youth sports teams. Volleyball and football are underway, and we've had a lot of first place and good showings at tournaments and games. And so it's fall sports. It's a lot of fun.
Yes.
So congratulations to them. And then also a few weeks ago, we got the last piece of the trail phase 2A completed.
Okay.
So that's great to have that wrapped up for this year and get that done. So the equipment has moved away and that piece is open, and there's still some things to finish up there in that area, but people can use that portion of the trail. So we can say that you can walk a full trail loop around Stanton.
Okay.
Which was the goal.
The loop is complete around Stanton
yes.
now. So from there to Viking Lake is next.
That's right.
Is that right?
That's right. And we would like to extend it out into the Stanton Technology Park there.
Oh, sure.
But still working on funds for infrastructure and things like that there. But you can walk a full loop around the community, which was the original goal about 6 years ago.
So. Wow. Yeah. Takes a little while, but here we are.
That's right.
Very cool. A lot of people and a lot of work goes into to something like that. So
that's right.
And especially on a day like today, people need to go and enjoy that.
That's right.
In my opinion, anyway.
Yes.
So cool. So Jenna Ramsey with me. Jenna is the Stanton Community Development Director. Let's talk about the school.
Yes.
What's going on with the school? Homecoming.
Yes, homecoming. A lot of fun things going on as always. Tonight is the coronation and pep rally in the gym at 7 o'clock. And then tomorrow is the early out for school and spirit day where everyone wears purple. From 11 to 1 is the pancake meal at the Viking Center. And that's open to everyone. Free pancakes. That's through the Stanton Chamber of Commerce. A big thank you to Mike Burke for lining that up. And now I believe Alex Cabbage and Zach Kinzer and folks are helping with that. So the Stanton Chamber of Commerce pancake meal. 1:30 is the homecoming parade. And there's still time. If you can register ahead of time, there's still time to register. You can go to the Stanton School Facebook page or website there to register for a link for the Stanton Homecoming.
Mm-hmm.
And then at 5:30 p.m., go out and support the Booster Club tailgate supper. And then at 7 o'clock is football versus Boyer Valley.
There you go. So I can't believe it's homecoming, but here we are.
That's
it's
right.
It's homecoming. So.
And I know folks have asked before, always want to know what the supper is. And it's a chopped sandwich, baked beans, chips, drink, and dessert for $10.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that's 5:30 to 7 in the high school cafeteria. And all those proceeds go back to the sports. And they do a lot of great things for our kids and school and community. So let's go out and support the Stanton Booster Club tomorrow night.
You bet. That's the tailgate supper.
Yes.
Oostakaka is the dessert. I don't know that.
Only for you.
I totally made that up. That's not true. That's not true. So, but it is a great event and an opportunity to go and have some fun.
That's right. And a big thank you to the school and Katie Elwood for organizing that parade. And I think Jody Druvingay. And again, another fun weekend that it takes a lot of great people to make it happen. So thank you.
When is the parade again? Tell me when the parade.
1:30.
Friday.
Yes.
What's the parade route? Give me kind of that route.
Yes. They start.
You don't have that in front of you, so you're doing this from memory, Jenna.
Well, they start kind of on the corner of, by the REC there, and then keep going south all the way down, and then go to the go past the nursing home there.
That would be kind of the traditional parade route.
Yes.
Okay. Very good. Yes. So go and enjoy. Should be a lot of fun. Let's talk about another thing we've touched on in the past, and we've had a couple of stories here, but the school bond. Information that's out there available, because that is upcoming, I think, for November potentially. So what are we looking at there with school bond?
Yes. So with the school bond, there will be more information to come. We'll talk about those opportunities and the school teachers and Mr. Goot, the superintendent, and folks will be on, as it is a school bond.
Yep.
But there is some meetings they are hosting to inform the community. So through community development, and you know, we just want to make sure people are informed. So there's more information and details to come, but the school board did agree or did pass a bond issue to be on the November ballot for mm-hmm. $5.3 million mm-hmm. to do some upgrades at school there. And with that, there are a couple more informational meetings, and those are on Monday, September 29th, this Monday, at the Stanton Community School STEM room at 9 o'clock. And then also there's one again in October on Sunday, October 19th at 6 o'clock in the STEM room.
Okay.
So just making sure community members, those in the Stanton School District, you know, and parents and anyone is aware, if anyone has questions or wonder what the upgrades will be, or that is a place to do it. Of course, they can always contact the school and Superintendent Goot and Katie Elwood, and they can help them. But wanted to make sure people know those meetings available for the community.
It's a good way, and that's the best way to get information. What's on the table, what's being proposed, how it impacts the school, your taxes, all of those questions can be answered at that.
Yes, there's a financial recap, enrollment analysis, you know, survey results, survey analysis, question and answer session. They did have one meeting this last week and had some folks come with questions and things like that. So it's a great opportunity.
All right. Monday, September 29th at the Stanton Community School District. It's at 9 a.m. in the STEM room.
Yes.
And then there's going to be a meeting Sunday, October 19th for a bond review. It's in the STEM room, but it's at 6 p.m. on Sunday the 19th.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So get your questions answered. We're going to have the opportunity, I think, to visit about that as we get a little closer here. So
yep.
Looking forward to that. Big project, and I'm sure that people want to know the answer and get their questions answered, and they should.
Yep.
Okay, upcoming events. We touched on two of them right there, Jenna, but other
yes.
events are going on.
Coming up this Saturday, the Stanton Library, we'll mention some events they have going on here. They continue to do a lot of great programs and events in our community, and the book club has really turned out into a great group, but it's still open to anyone, and it's this Saturday, September 27th at 3 p.m., at the Stanton Library. And then just as we mentioned, this Monday at 9 a.m. at the Stanton School STEM room, there is a meeting the school is hosting on the bond with questions, and there's a presentation on the bond.
Mm-hmm.
And then last month, we had the opportunity to have Eric Kootsley here with Whitetail Valley Winery.
You bet.
And we are really excited for him to have host Oktoberfest. He had mentioned that, and that's going to be on October 3rd, 4th, and 5th at the winery there as you head out to Viking Lake State Park. At 2 p.m., there is a chamber, Stanton Chamber of Commerce ribbon cutting. But then from 1:30 to 6 on the 3rd, 4th, and 5th, they'll be open and have wine and apples and pumpkins and things like that. And so that'll be a lot of fun.
Okay.
Saturday, October 4th, is the Stanton Cribbage Tournament at 11 a.m. at FMTC in Stanton.
Do you play cribbage?
I don't. Have you tried?
No. It's kind of popular, though.
Yes, yes. Paul Vanderholm is in charge of that. And if anyone has any questions or wants to participate, they can contact Paul Vanderholm.
Okay.
And then Wednesday, October 15th is Ladies Night Out with author Angela Youngers at 6 p.m. at the Stanton Public Library.
Okay.
Tuesday, October 14th, Tiny Tot Story Hour again at the Stanton Public Library at 9:30. On Friday, October 17th is the Stanton and Red Oak Dance Team Food Pantry Drive, where folks can bring food pantry items to the football game that night.
Perfect.
And then again on Sunday, October 19th, the school bond review meeting at 6 o'clock in the STEM room. And then Saturday, October 25th, is the trick-or-treat on the trail. Another exciting tradition, yes.
That's a fun event.
Yes, thanks to Jackie Bates and the Stanton Chamber of Commerce on that. And that's from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, October 25th.
Mm-hmm.
And then also on Saturday, October 25th, is the Red Oak Altrusa Fall Wine Tasting Party. We would be remiss not to mention them because, they don't just support Red Oak. They support a lot of great organizations and groups in Montgomery County, and we're grateful for them. So, again, that's the Red Oak Altrusa Fall Wine Tasting Party from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the 518. And there's more on their Facebook page and tickets available around town there. And then on Saturday, November 8th, is the Marketplace off Main Craft and Vendor Show. And that's actually from 10 to 2 there at the Ole. And we still have a few spots left for that. So if you're interested, you can contact Stacy Kootsley at 712-829-7350. Again, we do have a few spots available for that. And I know there's going to be additional businesses open during that day that are going to do some fun fall things, including the Carpenter's Wife and Fika and Gibbs Chop House, and I'm sure more to come.
You betcha.
Yes.
Okay. Stanton Community Development Update and the Stanton Community Development Director with me, thanks to FMTC, Seligman Lindell DeMars Funeral Home, Fairway, and the Stanton Chamber of Commerce that make our visit possible. A lot of great activities for people to be involved in, Jenna.
Yes.
As we move along through the next month here, really, and into the fall. Seasonally, are you a summer, fall, winter, or spring person?
All of the above. There's things I like about each season.
Yeah.
This season, I mean, fall is so much fun with
there's a lot of
harvest
great...
and things, yes. But with our kids both being in flag football and volleyball, it's a fun time of year.
You're going every direction.
That's right.
And then, yeah, you throw harvest on top of that, and it gets really busy.
That's right.
I would encourage people, though, again, to stay tuned because the school bond issue, those meetings, I think those are important meetings for people to attend and know what's going on for sure. What else is going on? And by the way, Stanton Community Development Director Jenna Ramsey with me this morning. What else is going on, Jenna, that we need to be aware of?
We continue to promote and recruit people to our community and downtown between mm-hmm. houses for sale, buildings available, lots for sale in the Tech Park. We just want to encourage people to come and check out Stanton, whether it's for a day or a season or a lifetime.
Give me an update on the Resource Center. Last time I had the opportunity to visit with someone, there were a few openings available. Is that over at this point, or are there still openings?
Yes, there's still openings at the Stanton Child Resource Center.
Okay.
Yep.
And how would they find out? Just Google that, or how would they find that information?
They have a Facebook page, Stanton Child Resource Center. They also have a website. You can go and find that phone number.
Yeah.
I can get a lot of things off the top of my head, but I don't know that one.
I'm trying to stump you, Jenna.
I know, but there are openings there.
Yes.
You know, as people are planning their fall and holiday parties and things like that, don't forget the studio, Llewellyn Photography there mm-hmm. is a great space for rent. The Ole still has a few weekends available. There's just a lot of great opportunities in Stanton.
It stays pretty busy there for sure.
Yes.
So, Tech Park, give me a kind of a thumbnail view of what's going on with the Tech Park.
Yes, we're just in the process of doing presentations and promoting the Stanton Technology Park as we try to recruit businesses to the Midwest and Southwest Iowa, and also work on trying to find funds for infrastructure to completely develop that area.
Okay. All right. Very good. What else do we need? What's the rest of your day hold today, Jenna?
Just getting ready for homecoming tomorrow and
yes.
stuff like that.
Yes.
So fun
right.
times.
Very good. What time is the tailgate event tomorrow?
5 to 8.
Okay, and the parade is at
1:30.
Okay,
and Stanton Chamber pancake feed from 11:30 to 1.
So go and enjoy.
That's
you
right.
You can just enjoy the whole afternoon. Just go and enjoy the whole afternoon.
It is just a fun day with friends, and yeah.
Very good. All right, Jenna, pleasure to visit with you. Thank you for coming by and visiting with me. I do appreciate it.
Thank you.
Make it a great day.
You too.
Jenna Ramsey with me this morning. Again, Jenna is the Stanton Community Development Director. We want to say thanks to FMTC, Seligren Lindell DeMars Funeral Home, Fairway, and the Stanton Chamber of Commerce for making our visit possible.
KCSI-FM, Valeska, Red Oak, and at